sizes everything. No, nothing to do with Linford Christie. I'm talking about the size of your wad, your wallet. Sir John Hall has just spent £50 million on players for Newcastle United, and it looks like they might even win the Premiership this year. In motorsport, things are never quite so clear-cut. Consider the case of Honda and Ducati. One, the world's biggest motorcycle manufacturer, the other with premises in Bologna that a Polish concrete manufacturer would be ashamed of. It ain't Honda, is it? In the Touring Car Championship this year, the small Audi specialist team wiped the floor with the opposition. They had to change the rules halfway through because they were absolutely running away with it. The world's second largest car manufacturer, Ford, were in the fray with their nice but dull Mondeo. But as Graham Swain now reports, Ford fell flat on their oval face and are now ready to pull out all the stops for 97.
British Touring Cars giving it their best at Donington earlier this year, the opening round of the British Touring Car Championship. Much interest, of course, centred on the new four-wheel drive Audis, and last year's champion, John Clelland, was chomping at the bit.
Cars that you do have, and you know, we're trying to run against guys that have been out there testing since last year, but pleased we picked up a seventh today, and you know, all round we're pleased with that. We've got a lot of work to do, but well, we've set a target, you know, myself and Dick Bennett and the team have set a target of mid-season, and mid-season I want to be starting to win races.
Where did you go?
Paul Radisich might have set himself that target to win races, but it was not to be. A number of top 10 places, yes, but victory was denied the struggling Ford team, despite the best efforts of West Surrey Racing.
Green flag from the tail end of the grid to say all is well. So we look with the 5 second board starting light once again for round 24 of the Auto Trader British Touring Car Championship. And as they flash from red to green, a cracking start from Dealey, who's already started.
Back at Donington in September, Paul Radisich and teammate Steve Robertson admitted things hadn't been good through 1996.
Yeah, the first race wasn't one of our best. We made a good start and a bit tangled with one of the Audis, and then on the restart, myself and my teammate Steve made contact. So it was unavoidable. Steve just had a bit of a cold tyres going into the first corner and had a spin, and unfortunately it happened to be me that it was coming up behind him.
What do you say to each other when something like that happens?
It's just one of those things. It's nobody's fault. You just got to accept it and say, well, hey, you know, these things do happen, and just forget about it.
For me, for Ford, and I think everyone who's concerned, I think it's been a bad season, to say the least. Unfortunately, you know, we got the car very late, and we have tried to develop it, but as of yet, we haven't come up with any answers, and we're still working on it. We've got one more race to go, and we never give up.
For Ford, the 1996 season was a battle of attrition, where many little things conspired to make life harder as each race came round. The owner of West Surrey Racing is Dick Bennett.
It's been a tough baptism for us, but also the fact that the cars arrived late and it's difficult to get into a test program. We had a lot more niggly, teething problems than we expected.
What do you think you're going to have to do to put the situation right for next year with the new model that's coming along?
Well, the good thing is the new car is being designed and built by Reynards in England, so we'll have a closer liaison. We've already fed a lot of information to them, and we'll have a new Ford Cosworth engine. So both of those companies within 60, 70 miles of our workshops will be able to correlate a lot better and work together. And the information from the problems of the car this year will be fed into the new car, so that shouldn't happen again.
It looks good. You know, we haven't put the icing on the cake yet, but everything is as good as it sounds, and what we see on paper, then there'd be no reason for me to go.